Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are joined right now by former Texan safety. He was also a Pro Bowler up in Detroit for Jim Caldwell. Played for Jim Caldwell for 4 years with the Detroit Lions. Glover Quinn joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. Glover, good morning. How you doing? Appreciate you making some time.
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. So let's lead in there with Jim Caldwell. You played for Jim Caldwell for 4 years up in Detroit. Give us some insight as to what Jim Caldwell is like and how good a hire do you think he would be for the Houston Texans?
Man, Jim Caldwell... Man, how much time do I have? I could literally speak for a long time on Coach Caldwell, man. He's one of the greatest men, greatest coaches I've ever been around. Awesome for players, awesome for the organization. He's a great leader. I think that's probably one of his biggest intangibles. He's just a great leader of men, on and off the field. And I think, you know, at least for myself and a lot of the guys that I play with, you know, having somebody like that could, you know, help you on the field, off the field, and really cared about you, it just meant a lot to us as players. And, I mean, you can talk to players that played for Coach Caldwell years later, and they'll still talk about how great of a guy, how great of a man he was. So I got a lot of great respect, great love for Coach Caldwell.
So is he a guy who maybe his public demeanor and the way he stands on the sideline and what have you, is that a little bit different than maybe the real Jim Caldwell or what you see in meetings and what you see in practice?
Well, Coach Caldwell, I mean, he's going to be cool, calm, and collected. You know, he's not going to be one of those guys who's going to overreact to a, you know, he's very smart, very thoughtful. You know, he wants to know the details, wants to know the facts, wants to know the ins and the outs of it. And, you know, that's just him. You know, he's going to be the same way every day. That's the thing I think I like about it is the consistency, knowing that, you know, he's going to come in ready to work. He's going to come in, you know, leading his team. He's very in tune with his team, and that's what matters to him. His team, his guys, how they're doing on the field, how their bodies are feeling, you know, that's very important to him. I felt like, you know, he treated us like men, and I've always felt like, you know, when you treat guys like men, you know, they'll act like men. You treat them like kids, and they'll act like kids, and that's one of the things that I've always felt like Coach Caldwell did a real good job of. So, you know, what you see from him on the sidelines, you know, he's not going to, like I said, he's not going to overreact to stuff that happens in the game. He's going to stay cool, calm, and collected. He's going to ride the wave. You know, he talks about that all the time, just riding the wave. Your game's going to go up. It's going to go down. Just kind of ride the wave and put yourself in a position to be able to win the game in the end.
We're speaking with Glover Quinn, former Texan safety, also played for Jim Caldwell in Detroit. Tell me about Jim Caldwell's offensive mind and just how he operates, perhaps compared to other offensive coordinators.
Well, I mean, like I said, I was a defensive guy, but from just practicing with those guys, you know, he really talked about and focused on being precise, being efficient, being quick. And that was one of the biggest things. He loved clean practices. You know, people used to always talk about how early we would get off the field and, you know, how short our practices would be. But he believed that if you go out and you practice fast, you practice crisp, you know, you shouldn't have repeats and stuff like that. You out there, you're on pace, you're doing what you should be doing. The ball offensively should never hit the ground. And, you know, he learned a lot of that, obviously, from his time with Peyton Manning and Indy. And that's just what he believed. If you're playing and you're moving crisply, it don't take all day. And, you know, he really believed in that. But I think one of Coach Caldwell's biggest things was, you know, I think even offensively, defensively, he just done a great job of empowering his coaches and empowering his players. I think it's one thing to have a coach that feels like they have to micromanage and basically be the head coach, be the offensive coordinator, and the defensive coordinator. Coach Caldwell was one of those guys that was like, you know what, I'm going to hire my offensive coordinator, and I'm going to trust him to do his job and allow him to coach. That is why I hired him. I'm going to allow my defensive guy to coach. That is why I hired those guys. And, yes, I'm going to supervise. I'm going to manage. I'm going to oversee everything and make sure that as a team we're all going in the right direction. But I'm going to empower these guys that I hired to do their job. But I think as a player, as a coach, when somebody believes in you like that, when somebody put that trust in you like that, you try to go out of your way not to let them down. And so, in turn, it makes you want to work harder. It makes you want to, you know, do more to make sure you're getting your job done.
Glover Quinn joining us on Sports Radio 610. So, Glover, I'm sure you've been following what's been going on here in town with the Texans, and Deshaun Watson is reportedly disgruntled over perhaps a number of things, including his involvement or maybe lack thereof in this search that's going on right now. They've hired Nick Caserio from New England to be the GM. I think there's a general concern among fans, media, and so forth that this is going to be a Patriots hire that's coming up here. Now, you were in Detroit when you went from Jim Caldwell, who you just spent the last several minutes gushing about, to Matt Patricia, who we all know how that ended up working out in Detroit this year. Can you contrast the environment that you had with Jim Caldwell with what you experienced your last couple of years under Coach Patricia?
Yeah, it's totally different. You know, like I said, Coach Caldwell treated us like men and you know, respected us as players, as individual, as people. And I felt like Matt Patricia was the complete opposite. You know, he treated us like kids and, you know, disrespected everybody. You know, I felt like that's a huge, huge thing for him. And I can't say that that's how everybody in the, you know, the New England Patriots system is. But I think the thing that kind of gets, I don't know if misconstrued from some of the Patriots assistants, is from what I've heard, you know, they see how Coach Belichick goes at Tom Brady, right? And they hold Tom Brady, well, used to go at Tom Brady and hold Tom Brady at a high standard, right? And that's one of the things that coaches feel like, hey, if I go at the top guy and make sure that I'm going at him, everybody else just kind of falls in line. The thing is, the relationship with Tom and Bill Belichick grew over the years. So when you're seeing Coach Belichick go at Tom Brady in year 13 or 14, that's 13 or 14 years of trust, a lot of games, a lot of practices, a lot of meetings. Their relationship is different. So you can't just come into an organization and feel like, okay, well, this is how he talked and treated Tom Brady, so this is how I'm going to talk and do our top guys. No, you have to work to build that relationship with your top guys so that you can have that type of communication with them. Because if you just come in and downing all your guys, well, then why, what, like, you're hurting their morale and the team, in my opinion. And so I think that's what Matt Patricia did, which was in stark contrast to what Coach Caldwell did. Coach Caldwell came in and basically built everybody up to feel like we were all superstars. And in turn, you know, we went out and played that way.
Mm-hmm. Glover, this situation in Houston with Deshaun Watson and the team, could you have seen this coming or anything approaching this level?
You know, I can't say that I could have saw it coming, because you would think that, you know, someone of Deshaun's caliber and what he means to the franchise, you know, you would think that they would at least make him feel like, you know, he's a part of the process. Even if they don't hire anybody that he endorses or anything like that. And that's if Deshaun is saying he wants to be a part of that. Some guys are just like, hey, I'm just a player. You know what? You guys are the front office. You go and hire who you want to hire. I'm going to focus on my job, and that's being the player, right? And then you have some guys who's like, yes, I am the quarterback. You know, I would like to have at least some say in who I would like to have as a head coach, or like to have as a position coach, or like to have, you know, as a GM. And like I said, you don't always have to do what these guys say, but just making them feel like their voice matters. Because when you say you want to do that, and then you do the complete opposite, now it makes your franchise guy feel like, okay, my voice around here doesn't matter. Like, they're going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to tell me this and do whatever they want to do. So you start to lose the trust with your top guy. And when other players see that, if you do the top guy like this, well, then, heck, what are you doing to me? Well, I'm the 46th guy on the roster. You know, you definitely don't care about me if you don't care about Deshaun.
Man, really good insight from Glover Quinn, joining us, former Texan safety, former Lions safety. And you can get him on the gram at Glover Quinn on Instagram. You're not on Twitter, are you, Glover? You're just on the gram. That's where the kids are these days, over on the gram.
Yeah, I'm on the gram, man. I got off Twitter, you know, a couple years ago.
That's good.
I'm on the gram.
It's such a but Twitter's such a warm and accepting and loving place. I just, you want to turn down that kind of, like, the oxytocin that comes with that?
Man, Twitter was fun. I had fun on Twitter. You know, it's a great platform, you know. But, I got off Twitter.
It's so great I got the hell out of there. Glover Quinn joining us. You can get him. Yeah, seriously, you can get him on Instagram at Glover Quinn. Glover, really good insight. Really appreciate that. And we'll do it again soon. Enjoy the conversation. Appreciate you making time.
Oh, yeah, man. Go Dirtbags. Baseball season started this weekend. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. You got kids playing baseball and stuff like that. I'm seeing the pictures right now. There it is. Glover, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.
There it is. Glover Quinn joining us on the show. Wow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.